Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Travel chaos for thousands of Irish travellers looms as a French strike is forcing flight cancellations. Let's get more on this now. Owen Corrie is with us, editor of Travel Extra. Owen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. Yes, as predictable as the long evenings in summer, the French air traffic control on strike again.
Right, so what has been the impact so far?
It's a bad day. It's going to be worse tomorrow. We've had lost 16 rotations, 8 outbound Dublin rotations today. And we are going to have probably a bigger impact tomorrow. The way this works, the three different air traffic control unions, two of them are on strike today. The larger of the three is not. They account for about half of all the air traffic controllers. They issue a notice. The French Civil Aviation Authority say there's this percentage of flights is probably not people are not going to show up. And this is the percentage of flights that the airlines have to cancel. They leave it up to the airlines. The airlines are told, for instance, today that 25% of the Paris flights had to go, 50% of the Nice flights and 30% of the Lyon flights. And they decide what's cancelled. 8 rotations were cancelled out of Dublin. 7 of them were to France, but there's one interesting, they include Charles de Gaulle, Orly, 4 airlines affected, Transavia, Air France, Aer Lingus, but they also include Ryanair, not just the Ryanair flight to Beauvais this evening at 7.35, but an overflight to Murcia in Spain. Murcia has nothing to do with the French air traffic control strike, but Ryanair are very grumpy because the overflights are not allowed, and that's a big bugbear with Michael O'Leary.
Okay, so this then, I mean, if it continues, it could have a wider implication for certainly for the overflights. I mean, that is a huge issue, and we have heard that previously from Ryanair. So what further strikes are planned, do we know at this stage? Is it just today and tomorrow?
Just today and tomorrow, that's just the start. The issue is it's just a peripheral issue from where all of us are looking, considering the disruption. It's to do with biometric logging, checking in for work by the air traffic controllers. That usually in trade union politics, especially in France, the actual issue is a deeper one. It's a long-standing one of mistrust between the Civil Aviation Authority and the unions. But what we can expect, what we can be absolutely certain of is that this will continue. It will be timed to cause maximum disruption. Thursdays, Fridays is a great time to go on strike if you want to discomfort passengers. And as school holidays kick in across the different jurisdictions of Europe, the French air traffic control will be tag teaming on this, because remember, there's a third union who are not in today's strike, but have also got a certain history of belligerence.
Now, people who are intending to travel from Ireland to France today, there may be a certain proportion who can get on the flights that aren't cancelled. Because as you've explained to us there, it's a percentage of flights to each of the airports that are gone. But there'll certainly be some people who will be left on the ground.
Aviation is good at this. They will tell you already, people will have got the alerts on their phones. The technology, when it works, is terrific. They'll say, this is your reroute. The main thing for consumers, Claire, is it's not your problem, it's the airline's problem. They're under contract to get you to where you're supposed to go, not an airport 50 kilometres away, and they will do that. They're pretty good at picking up the pieces, getting it back together in the following, during the day sometimes through reroutes, and the following day or the day after. And with the French air traffic control, they've had plenty of practice with that, Claire.
Owen, thank you very much for bringing us up to date, and it's a sad...
Great pleasure.
A sad day for people who had been intending to go on their holidays. You can only imagine now and having to turn around and come back if the flight is cancelled. But think about the people who are in the Greek island of Crete today, because a rapidly spreading wildfire on the island has triggered widespread evacuation of tourists, of hotels and of homes. The blaze sparked in the mountains late on Tuesday. It was whipped up then by powerful winds and it tore through Crete's coastal areas yesterday. Damien Mock Machanulla is an Irish journalist in Greece and joins me on the line now. Damien, thanks for being with us. People might have seen these videos on social media capturing chaos, really, as holidaymakers attempted to get out of the way of the fires in this really popular holiday destination. What's been happening?
The fires, as you said, they broke out in the last few days around Ierapetra. It's a coastal resort town on the southern coast, southeastern coast of Crete. So it's one of the major towns in Lasithi. It's the easternmost part of Crete. So, people are certainly familiar in Ireland with Chania and Heraklio. They're the most popular destinations on Crete, but Ierapetra is over towards the east. It's on the southern coast. It faces the Libyan Sea, and the fires are affecting a kind of a 7-kilometre stretch of smaller settlements to the east of Ierapetra, and they were the ones that were evacuated last night. So local authorities say about 1,000 to 1,500 people were evacuated. Some figures say there were 1,000 locals and 500 visitors. They were evacuated last night from those five villages and taken to Ierapetra.
Now, I see a local weather station has described the fires as raging out of control. Is that the current situation?
The situation has improved somewhat. The firefighters battled the blaze throughout the night. Reinforcements were sent. There's about 230 firefighters dealing with the blaze at the moment. There are three helicopters assisting. The aerial support is crucial. That can only take place during the day. That's been crucial in the firefighting effort.
And Damien, just to talk about Crete for a moment, it is a place that has become very vulnerable in recent years to these types of wildfires. There has been drought, there has been very strong winds, and these dry, arid, hot conditions have led to, I suppose, the perfect conditions, really, for these fires to break out and rage out of control.
I think what's really crucial here is the wind. It's there were strong gale forces, force 10 winds during the night in this area, and that's really what keeps the fires going, and not only keeps them going, but also rekindles them. So the fire service this morning are saying that the biggest problem they're facing now are these winds, these gusts, these sudden gusts of winds that can rekindle areas that where the fire has been extinguished, and it's really the wind factor that is. Aggravates a very dry environment, a very torrid environment. The country's civil protection agency said that all of Crete today is at a very high risk of fire.
Thank you very much. Damien McAnulla there, who's an Irish journalist in Greece.